The story of the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty stands on an island in New York Harbor. She is a beautiful sight to all who pass by her. Each year, millions of visitors ride the ferry out to the island. They climb to the top of the statue and enjoy the lovely view. A young French sculptor named Frederick Auguste Bartholdi visited America in 1871. When he saw Bedloe's Island in New York Harbor, he knew it was just the right place for a statue he wanted to build. Bartholdi had created many other statues and monuments, but this one was to be very special. It was to be a present from the people of France to the people of America, as a remembrance of the old friendship between the two countries. When Bartholdi got back to Paris, he made sketches and some small models. The statue would be a woman whom he would call Liberty. She would be a symbol of the freedom in the New World. She would hold a lamp in her raised hand to welcome people who came to America. She would be Liberty enlightening the world. The statue would be very large and very strong. Bartholdi wanted people to be able to climb up inside the statue and look out over the harbor from the crown and torch. Many well-known artists, engineers, and craftsmen gave him ideas about how to build the statue. First, a huge skeleton was constructed from strong steel. Many people worked together in a large workshop. Some worked on Liberty's head and crown. Others worked on her right hand, which would hold the torch. In her left hand, she would hold a tablet with the date, July 4th, 1776, written on it. This is when the Declaration of Independence was signed. The arm holding the torch was sent to Philadelphia for America's 100th birthday celebration in 1876. Afterward, it stood in Madison Square in New York for a number of years. Liberty's head was shown at the World's Fair in Paris during this time. Visitors will be able to climb inside and look around. In this way, money was raised to pay for the statue. Then skin of gleaming copper was put on to the skeleton and held in place with iron straps. As the huge statue grew, all of Paris watched with great fascination. Finally, in 1884, liberty was completed. There was a big celebration in Paris. Many famous people came to see her. Only a few had the energy to climb all the way to the crown. 168 steps. Then began the hard work of taking liberty apart for the long voyage across the Atlantic Ocean. Each piece was marked and packed into a crate. There were 214 crates in all. They were carried by train and put on a ship to America. But in America, people had lost interest in the Statue of Liberty. Money had run out and work on Bedloe's Islands had stopped. The base for the statue was not finished. With the help of a large New York newspaper, the money was raised. People all over the country, including children, sent in whatever they could. By the time the ship reached New York in 1885, it was greeted with new excitement. The work on the island went on and on. On and soon the pedestal was completed. Piece by piece, the skeleton was raised. Then the copper skin was riveted in place. Liberty was put back together like a giant puzzle. The statue had been built not once, but twice. At last, in 1886, Liberty was standing where she belonged. A wonderful celebration was held. Boats and ships filled the harbor. Speeches were read, songs were sung. Bartholdi himself unveiled Liberty's face, and she stood, gleaming in all her glory for everyone to see. There was a great cheer from the crowd. Then President Grover Cleveland gave a speech. Over the years, immigrants have arrived to begin new lives in America. To them, the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of all their hopes and dreams. She has welcomed millions of people arriving in New York by ship. Every year on the 4th of July, the United States of America celebrates its independence. Fireworks light up the sky above New York Harbor. Statue of Liberty is a truly unforgettable sight, a symbol of all that is America. The end.